This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. There was a major development this week in the proposed Vineyard Wind project off the coast of Cape Cod. Construction of the nation's first industrial-sized offshore wind farm was supposed to begin last fall. But just weeks before that, federal regulators decided to put construction on hold so they could conduct a detailed assessment of the environmental impacts, not just of Vineyard Wind, but of all potential offshore wind projects from Maine to North Carolina. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman's been following the project and joins me now. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Lisa.
So Vineyard Wind has turned out to be quite a saga. It had contracts signed with utilities for its electricity and should have been up and running as early as next year, right?
That's right. Well, that was the plan. It's supposed to have 84 huge turbines at sea supplying enough electricity to run several hundred thousand homes in the region. But then, as you mentioned, Lisa, at the last minute, the Interior Department said, hey, hold on. We don't want just Vineyard Wind to provide an environmental impact statement. We want to analyze the development of the entire industry along the East Coast over the next decade. And that's about 2,000 offshore wind turbines.
So then instead of evaluating the environmental impact of these projects individually, one by one, they want one huge assessment.
That's exactly right.
So tell us what happened this week.
Well, to the surprise of just about everyone directly involved in the project that I spoke with, the report came out early. It's 420 really dense scientific packed pages, single-spaced, detailing everything from the impacts of helicopter noises used in the construction on whales to the effect of undersea cables on fishing vessels and military operations.
The offshore wind industry must have been waiting for this anxiously. What is the bottom line to this report?
Well, from Vineyard Wind's perspective, it's already investigated most of these issues. I spoke with Lars Peterson, he's CEO of the company, and he called it a very good and comprehensive review.
It will allow us to grow as an industry, but also allow existing marine users to coexist with us without impact. So I think we are overall very happy and not surprised by anything that is in the document.
Then does that mean, Bruce, no deal breakers in the federal study?
Not any that Vineyard Wind says it can't mitigate, but the review does identify five areas where there could be potentially major impacts. Towers could affect ship navigation, scientific research, military and national security issues, and environmental justice, communities, and fisheries. Ann Hawkins, who's the executive director of the Responsible Offshore Development Alliance, or ROTA, represents the fishing industry, and she pressed for the wider federal review beyond just Vineyard Wind.
You know, we've been saying all along that this is a 1,400 square mile area, and you can't look at the projects in isolation because it is, if you're reasonably expecting them all to be built out and they're all contiguous, that's going to have a major impact to fisheries.
What are those impacts on fish? I can imagine fishing vessels possibly hitting generating towers. Is that one of them?
Mm-hmm, yeah, and boats losing gear in the water and possibly hitting whales. But Vineyard Wind has volunteered to monitor traffic at sea, and it's going to halt ships when they see whales and increase the distance between towers to 1 nautical mile so that boats have wide channels as they sail between George's Bank, where the fish are, to New Bedford Harbor.
Bruce, what are environmental groups saying? Because some have expressed concerns over wildlife. Any reaction from these groups to the federal study?
Yes. Earlier today, I spoke with Andrew Gottlieb. He's head of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod. He was supportive of Vineyard Wind before and says there's no new impacts in the new report that changes mind.
Not at all. Clearly the benefits outweigh the impacts. I think they've done a good job mitigating what the impacts would be.
Benefits Gottlieb mentioned include jobs on land and sea, and of course, carbon-free renewable energy. I should mention that the new federal report mentions climate change 363 times. Here's Andrew Gottlieb again.
Yeah, despite the fact that, you know, senior levels of the administration continues to deny, it's good to see the agencies are dealing in the science because the science is pretty compelling and it's pretty settled.
What happens next, Bruce? Is Vineyard Wind good to go?
Not so fast. There's a 45-day public comment period on the review, which begins today. And sometime in December, the Secretary of the Interior could either give thumbs up with modifications or give the thumbs down to Vineyard Wind. If it's a go, Lisa, the company says it could have the $2.8 billion project up and running by 2024. That's 2 years behind schedule.
And that's WBUR's reporter, Bruce Gellerman. Thanks very much, Bruce.
You're welcome, Lisa.